Hi, I'm Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. Athletes are back out practicing, gearing up for football, cross country, soccer, and more. And just because summer is over doesn't mean the hot temperatures and the health issues that come with them go away. The National Center for Catastrophic Sports Injury Research says heat stroke is the third most common cause of sudden death among high school athletes. If you feel tired, lose consciousness, or your body temperature is over 103 degrees, get help immediately. Also look out for cramping, headaches, or tingling or numbness in your arms or legs.
Then other signs would be having headaches. Some people feel nausea, having pains in the body, muscle cramps. And then dry mouth is also one of the signs and symptoms, because dehydration and heat illness, they go hand in hand.
That's OSF family medicine physician Fahim Ahmad. He also says hydration is key. Start drinking fluids, either water or a sports drink like Gatorade, 4 hours before your game or practice and continue throughout the event. And the adults in the room should have an emergency plan.
As an athlete, as a coach, as a trainer, you have to know the risk factors associated with all these conditions, okay? If you know that the UV index is going to be high, if you know that the temperature in the dry air temperature is going to be high, if you know that you're going to have a very humid day, try to avoid peak times for that day, because if the peak of those temperature and those risk factors, you will cause damage.
That plan could also include scheduling practice early or late to avoid the hottest times. Other tips include knowing your limit and taking a break when you hit it, have a warm-up and cool-down period, don't work out alone, and wear lightweight, light-colored clothing. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition for this week. For more, visit osfhealthcare.org. I'm Tim Dittman.